every engineer on every train, all our children, all of their names, and every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing traders for sale are in rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've 2 hours of pushing boom.
All right, Wayne, next verse is yours. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We are having a special broadcast today, so don't call in, don't tweet, don't email. You've been overwhelming me with them anyway. But I have Wayne Levine, our men's room segment guest, is a special whole show guest today to talk about his book. So welcome back, Wayne.
Yes, I'm still here, Bruce.
Good. And we have a call. So let's start with the call, and then I want to get into some of the tools you talk about in your book. So right. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View, Ali.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well. What's going on?
Not much. Basically, I just wanted to ask Wayne a quick question. A couple of days ago, one of my buddies came up to me, and he had an issue, and he wanted to ask for some advice, but I was really not sure how to advise him, and I wanted to call in and see if Wayne can help me out how to advise my friend on this issue.
We'll give it a shot.
Okay, a friend of mine, you know, he's been divorced for a couple of years. He has a daughter who's, she is 6 years old now. And they have shared custody. And recently he told me that he found out that she's been hanging out with this other woman for a long time. And he always thought that they're friends, but she just recently told him that they're more than friends. So he's been very... I don't know, crushed or whatever you want to call him. He hasn't been the same, and he's basically when I talk to him, he's very concerned where his, you know, because she's going to be around the mom half of the time, if she's going to see anything or what kind of atmosphere she's going to be brought up.
Right.
And also the fact that the other woman has a son who's 10-year-old, and he's also concerned about that.
Well, I think we got it.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what Wayne has to say.
You know, and you know Bruce, because blended family and all that, when you get divorced, you lose a lot of control.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when your kids are with your ex is completely out of your control, for the most part. You know, the fact that she's a lesbian, perhaps, doesn't change really who she is as a woman in terms of the values and what she's teaching the kids.
Nor her love of his daughter.
Right.
So I think he's confusing issues. I think his own ego has gotten in the way of concern for his daughter. That's not the issue. It just sounds to me like an ego issue more than anything else.
Yeah, well,
orientation, sexual orientation seems irrelevant here.
Right. There's a judgment going on. And
yes,
he really, you know, we talk about ego and commitment. And what's the most important thing? And the most important thing is that, you know, his daughter continues to get all the love and attention that she needs. And then if that hasn't changed, then he's going to have to let the rest of it go, because he's got no control over what his ex decides to do with a partner.
You know, this seems like a perfect segue to one of your tools, Wayne. Ali, thanks very much for the call. We're
going
to move on. One of your tools, in fact, the number one tool in your book, called the Eight Better Men's Tools section. The book is not called that. But the section and tool number one is Silence the Little Boy. It certainly feels like Ali's friend was letting the little boy take over the man.
Yeah.
And you need to explain what that is, please.
Right. So Silence the Little Boy. You really can't expect to accomplish much in terms of changing the man you are until you address the little boy that is running the show. The little boy wants what he wants when he wants it. He hears his mother's voice when his girlfriend or wife talks. And that attitude shows up when he's arguing and raging and wants to be right. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of this is resonating with the men out there, because, and the women especially, because this is what you encounter when you're not having a healthy, mature relationship with your man. His little boys come out, and most likely, oftentimes, your little girl's coming out too. So this is the first place that men have to look to when they want to make changes. So the way to silence the little boy is to act more like the man you want to be. So it may take a long time. It may take a lifetime to actually have that mature reaction to situations, but you need to become conscious of what's going on. And so it may not feel comfortable, but with the help of other men and mentors, you can start to see what the man you would want to be would actually do in any particular situation. And in despite your knee-jerk reaction, you have to decide to sort of commit to being that man and doing what that man would do. The more you do that, the more practice you have at acting like that man, the quieter that voice of the little boy will become.
So the little boy is really an adult acting like a little boy, allowing the tantrums to come out and behaving in a somewhat immature way, even though he's an adult.
That's right. Well, you know, that little boy at one point, he was real. I mean, at one point when you were young, you didn't get fathered or parented the way you needed or the way you thought you needed. You didn't get what you needed then, so you coped. But that part of you never grew up.
So examples of the little boy coming out would be pouting.
Sure.
What other examples? I know I'm a pouter, okay? There's no question about it. You've seen it. My wife's seen it.
Yes. Well, complaining.
Ah. Oh, whining.
Whining for sure. Not understanding what a commitment means. And stomping your feet through life because you're not getting what you want. And the man has to be able to assess a situation and come up with a solution, whereas the little boy is just in the problem and complaining about it.
Very interesting. How might the little boy come up and affect being the best dad you could be?
Well, our responsibility as a dad is to give our children what they need. The little boy is unsatisfied, dissatisfied, never got fulfilled. So his needs are continuously conflicting with the needs of his kids and the needs of those around him. So he's not able to be present. He's not able to do the best job he can for his kids because he's wrestling with satisfying his own needs.
So when you call the chapter Silence the Little Boy, is it just as much letting go of the little boy? Or are you saying it's always going to be there and you just need to learn to control it?
Well, listen, I've been doing this work for about 20 years and that voice has not completely died in my head.
But you recognize it quicker.
I recognize it. Well, I recognize it oftentimes now before it comes up. So I still have sometimes those knee-jerk reactions to things that I don't like, that really are not – they don't represent the man I want to be, but I don't act on them anymore. And in fact, in some cases, the voice has disappeared completely. In other cases, you know, I'm okay realizing that I may have to be aware of it the rest of my life. And I'll give you sort of an illustration. If you've seen A Beautiful Mind, the Russell Crowe movie,
mm-hmm.
He's schizophrenic. And what happens is he's got three voices that he hears, right? Three personalities. At the end of the movie, he receives his Nobel Prize, and he walks out of the auditorium, and he looks to his right, and he sees the three characters representing the three voices, but he doesn't hear them anymore. He acknowledges that they exist, but he's not paying attention to them anymore. So they no longer have a voice. He found a way to manage these multiple personalities to a degree that he was able to function well. And in many ways, that's how I see this little boy. You acknowledge that he's there, but you don't have to listen to him anymore.
I actually like that imagery beautifully, because you can actually almost visualize the little boy and treat him as a little boy to your man. And I think that's a great idea. We are out of time for this segment. We will continue on with another tool from his book.
Did you just call me a tool?
What's up no, with that? No. But by the way, my son is going to see Tool soon. So that is a very bizarre band. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, with special guest Wayne Levine.
My, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Me,
I want to talk about me.